family suffered from that illness, so I observed it very closely. Miracles are always possible. In some cases, it seems a person needs to be treated in a conventional way to have a semblance of normality. Some people cannot be reached anymore through words. So there are all kinds of cases. But I would not say that everybody needs to develop a fully functioning ego before they can go beyond it. For most people who are not clinically insane, only normal insane, they are at some point, the ego has its dysfunctions and it is already a form of insanity. And at some point you can jump off. It means simply to disidentify from mind and emotions, to be able to bring a witnessing ability to mind and emotions. That's the greatest healer. Sometimes the people that you would never have thought could do that can do it. As a therapist, your main healing device is yourself. That's all I know. Your main healing device is your being. Secondary comes whatever you have learned. But the main healing is the presence that you embody as you sit there with that other human being, who is no other, ultimately. And so there was is one beautiful school of therapy called Rogerian therapy, and very few humans can truly practice Carl Rogers' school of therapy. And Carl Rogers says, all that you need to do is not judge and simply listen. Be there as a listener. And they try to learn that. And most patients, I've met some people who have visited Rogerian therapists, and they said he seemed completely uninterested in what I was saying. And he hardly said anything. I'm not going back to him. And yet, potentially, it's the most spiritual of all schools of therapy because it emphasizes stillness and presence as the only true healer. And even if you have confronted with an insane person who may perhaps to alleviate temporarily extreme symptoms, you may have to give medication because some symptoms are absolutely insane. Even there, don't forget, the main healer is yourself, the presence that you embody. And some doctors know that also. Although they are still functioning as doctors, they prescribe things and whatever they do. And yet, whoever comes into their space, first of all, there's a complete current of attention and awareness that flows. Out of that, whatever is needed comes, and it may incorporate what you have learned, or it may come from a level that is beyond what you have learned. And that's all I know, that is the healer, no matter where that person is at that level. A fully functioning ego, no, because that would mean you're trying to create something that is impossible. Because it's only to the extent that you go beyond ego that you become a fully functioning, a true human being. It seems, however, that every child has to go through the development of ego, yes. It's up to the parent to be there as a still presence while that happens. And occasionally point out a few things. For example, when the pain body comes to the child, point it out. not while it happens, but afterwards. Ask the child questions about it, what it felt like when he or she was throwing him or herself on the floor, screaming. Some children do that. Ask questions about it so that the child can begin to become aware of it, witness it. Talk about your own pain body to the child. And then, if you have children, they will grow up in a more conscious environment. Will they still develop an ego? Probably. It seems that they have to go through that. But there may be many humans now who can go through that fairly quickly, who don't have to wait to the age of 50, 60 or 70 until finally things in their life collapses, things around them begin to collapse, and finally a big chunk breaks off the egoic structure. And so it's wonderful to see, I've had people coming who are 18, 19, 20, already responding to presence. And yes, it's often very dysfunctional egos, perhaps not to the point of clinical insanity, but often very dysfunctional egos are also those that can suddenly wake up. The murderer in prison. Some have become spiritual masters.